You are now listening to Jess is Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Jess is Lit. It is a beautiful day out here in Vancouver, BC, although it has been raining this week in the morning quite a bit. But the weather has cleared up and the sun has returned. I hope everyone is having a good day today. It is a fill-in show for myself. I'm usually on Tuesdays, 5 to 6. But today is a exciting and special day. I have a brand new first-time guest. I've never had a guest on before, but she will be the first guest to be on Jess is Lit. So I'll introduce her after the quick break. We have a couple songs, or several songs, I should say, that will play in between, you know, our conversation, and that includes a couple ads and some show promos and PSAs. But without further ado, I'll introduce you guys to the songs I will play in between. It is from Noreen Braun. She is a songwriter artist from Vancouver, a local person who songwrites and sings, so please check her out if you guys have the time, or if you guys like the music I play. But yeah, the first song that we will go on and play is called Hunting Buffalo, so we'll be right back after this.
Misty mornings when we ride in the gorge, sleeping herd will lie. Mossy lakes where prairie sing with our breath held silent on the brain. Follow tracks from rolling plains. Spiky grass and wild furry manes. Scout shouts out there below. Soon the crunching sound of hunting buffalo. Loaded guns and arrows point there. Carts and circle camps anointed. Shots ring out and startle many. Stampede bursts a thunderous frenzy. Bulls bellow on trampled dead. Ripped on sharp horn, thrashing, jerking heads. Garden tossed through whirls of dust. Hunters chant and force a final thrust. Wives and old men's carts are squeezing. Crammed with meat and hunger. And winter freezing. Now these are the days of old, when we were ever hunting buffalo. We gave thanks in days of old. We're forever. We gave thanks in days of old. We're forever hunting buffalo. We gave thanks in days of old. We're forever. Hunting buffalo.
That was Hunting Buffalo by Noreen Braun. She has a bit of a, I guess, country-ish type song-esque vibes, which I find really cool. And so please check her out if you guys are interested. Now, back to the good stuff. We have our very own guest, first-time guest here on Jess is Lit. I'm very honored to be having her on my show as my first ever guest. Her name is Angelina, one of my dearest friends. But yeah, Angelina, hi, how are you?
Hi, wow, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
I'm
for
so
having
me. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This is my first time being on like any type of show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on Jess is Lit for the
well,
first
I know.
Time.
Great choice for your first guest. Couldn't get better than this.
Yeah, and how long have we known each other?
Since grade 11. Miss Jensen's biology is where it all started.
Miss Jensen's biology class. I
Funny
remember
enough,
that.
Jess, do you remember that the reason we became friends is because we were doing a group project, like me, Aya, and Caitlin, and then you, like, by default got put in our group?
No, I don't remember that.
I swear, because you were the only boy in our group. And then that's how we all became friends.
I was the only boy. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
And we just clicked. You know, I still keep in touch with both of them.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
It'd be nice to have them on as like a bio class episode.
The high school reunion.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, that would be. Not like we know anything about biology, though.
Oh, gosh. Miss Jensen, just...
Poor woman.
She used to, you know, scold us so much for fooling around. But it was a good time. And it's already been how long since we've graduated high school?
Well, 2020.
2020.
So, like, 4 going on 5 years.
Gosh, and it feels like yesterday, eh?
I know. Well, also because I feel like we never graduated, technically. Like, we never got a grad or anything.
Right, because
so
of COVID.
Feel, yeah, it doesn't really feel like we graduated.
Yeah, we had, honestly though, I'm still glad we had senior sale because the year after us didn't get anything.
Oh yeah, that's terrible. We're pretty lucky that we got that.
We were. But, you know, how are you? How have you been? I haven't talked to you in many months, actually. We just kind of reunited a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that at all. But
I know. I feel like our friendship has been like that. Like, obviously, when you're in high school with people, you see them every day, so it's much easier to stay connected. But, like, after high school, I feel like, though, good friends like me and you, even if you do take a few months, like, of a break from talking to each other, you can always just go back to, like, you know, it feels like we never stopped talking.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because I believe there was one time when we literally didn't talk for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Or two.
It was a long time.
And then I think I hit you up and all you said was, hey.
Hey.
As if we just had some coffee the day before.
Yeah, I know. Everything, like, just goes back to normal. I feel like that's how you know it's, like, a good friendship.
Yeah.
Like, it's never, like, yeah, I feel like it's not, like, awkward.
Right. You know what? We should all visit our high school when we have time.
Yeah.
Although Miss Jensen did say she was retiring this year. That's sad.
I know. That is sad.
But Miss Jensen, if you're listening to this, hello. It's me, Jess.
Yeah. We're sorry for causing problems in her
and Angelina. But, yeah, we miss you. We love you. And I hope you are doing well as well. But, you're looking great. What have you been doing for the past, you know, many months that we haven't been talking?
Trying to adult and figure out my life.
Okay.
So I've, like, been working because I, like, got certified to be a medical esthetician. And I've done, like, a few jobs in that industry. But right now I've actually decided to, like, go back to school in the fall, so I'm doing my prerequisites. I've already done half of them, so I have 5 prerequisites left before I can apply to nursing school at Douglas.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited, so.
Okay, so you mentioned that you were doing the thing before
school? Yeah, so it's, like, the prerequisites?
Before the skincare thing?
Oh, yes, yeah, the medical aesthetics. So, like, I got certified. I did, like, an 8-month course, and so I can do, like, laser hair removal, tattoo removal, all types of facials, like, so many more things, like, body contouring. I also did, like, cool sculpting, a lot of different things that you can do, which is really cool. And it's so fun.
Oh, that's interesting. And and you enjoyed doing that as your full-time work? Or?
Yeah, I was never actually able to do it full-time because it's very hard coming out of school to, like, find a place that's going to, like, hire you with no experience then train you. So I always got stuck, like, at the front desk. And then finally when I did get a position as a technician, it's just been, like, a little bit slow because I was kind of expected to get, like, my own clients. Like, the clinic wasn't really booking too many clients in for me. So that's, like, difficult, though, when you're just starting out.
Oh, I see.
Which is why I kind of want to go back to school, just so that I can expand upon my career and have, like, more options.
Yeah, okay. And what did you say you were planning on studying back in school?
I'm planning on doing nursing. So I'm in the academic foundations for potential nursing students, which, like, just basically gets you to do all of your prerequisite courses. And then I believe they look at those applications first. When looking at the Douglas, like, nursing applications, it doesn't, like, guarantee you a spot, but I believe that they look at your application first if you were in that program. So it just gives you, like, a better chance of getting accepted.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. I guess you have a passion for nursing. I have a couple of friends who are in nursing as well, and they really like the job. And so that's really good to hear.
Yeah. I love, like, even doing medical aesthetics, it's all, like, with people. I love people. I love helping people, talking to people. And, like, I could never just, like, be on, like, the computer all day 24/7 isolated. I would hate that. But, like, being with people, I feel like it's nice. Your day is always different. I mean, good and bad. I feel like in nursing it can be a little bit stressful. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for everything, even the challenges that I'll face. I'm excited to see how it is.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, yeah, other than, you know, what you're planning on doing in the future, what have you been kind of doing on your free times, your hobbies lately? I know the weather's been very nice, and so...
It has, yeah. Well, I've actually been getting back into working out because I used to work out a lot, and then I kind of, like, stopped working out. And so I'm finally getting back into the gym because I've actually recently, like, lost some weight, which I feel like was... I've lost, like, a lot of body fat, so now I'm trying to build muscle so you can actually see, like, see that I'm going to the gym. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, body weight loss, that actually goes for me, too. I lost quite a bit of body fat, or just weight in general.
It's shedding season.
It is for the summer, yeah. But you're looking great.
Well, thanks. So are you.
Thank you. But, yeah, the whole losing weight thing, it's a bit of a kind of a deep topic if you go in a little steeper in, because a lot of social stigmas are just prevalent in the whole weight loss and weight gain industry.
Yeah, and it's so true.
Any ideas or opinions on that?
Well, interestingly enough, I feel like for women, I don't really know much about, like, what is, like, I don't know, kind of like what guys think they should look like in society. But I know, like, for women, it's always changing, especially, like, I feel like based off of, like, influencers that we like, right? So, like, I feel like for a long time it was, like, the whole fad of, like, being, like thick, you know what I mean? And, like, actually, if, like, you had some weight on you, it's, like, that was, like, a good thing. Like, people wanted to, like, gain weight. And then now everyone's taking, like, Ozempic, all the, like, famous people, and they're actually losing weight. So I feel like it's, like, now it's, like, it's kind of, like, reversed, and people, like, are wanting to be thinner. But it's, like, I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't look at, like, what other people are doing. Just be happy with yourself. And also I feel like a lot of people think, like, if someone's, like, lost weight, they just, like, comment on that. You know what I mean? Because they think it's, like, maybe a good thing. But I feel like people need to understand that, like, weight is a very personal subject matter. And I don't think anyone should really, like, comment on that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And just on the fact that you said before about the whole, I guess, trend of weight gain and weight loss, I think it changes very frequently.
It does.
And just whatever you do, you never know what's going to be the ideal body type, you know, in a couple months from now. And so that, I think, is an important thing to kind of consider. And the whole commenting aspect, I think it's also, I agree with you on that, because it's your body. You have the choice of, you know, looking the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
And these opinions that kind of stick with you, especially if they're disrespectful. I mean,
yeah.
Why would you really want to?
Well, sometimes I feel like people just say things without even thinking, or like maybe they think it's like a fine comment, but like, yeah, I don't know. Like, obviously you can like take it in a different way maybe, and then it could affect you. So it's like, yeah, I feel like what you're saying, the stigmas and whatever, like they change so often. Like, you can't change your weight as fast as like these beauty standards are changing. So it's like nothing's ever going to be like perfect. Like, I don't know. That's why I think you just have to be like happy with yourself. That's most important.
Right. For just overall health as mm-hmm. a human. And I also do feel like these things that we're talking about now kind of arise more faster and more deeper in a sense because of the whole social media and the rise of advertising and, you know, trying to look good for the screen.
And now it's not even like fully just like advertisements. It's even just like what I said, like your favorite, like influencers, like even though they're just like people's Instagram accounts, like technically it is like ads in a way, because it's like making you like want to like purchase these things that you're seeing them do or like look like them, you know what I mean? So like it's, yeah, I mean, I guess they're called influencers because they influence us, but I feel like, yeah, it's definitely, it's a complicated situation.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And the whole influencer thing, there's so many influencers out in the world where you look at one post, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and it's about an influencer influencing people about her, I guess, skinniness. And then you literally scroll down the next post and it's a totally different influencer influencing about her body being big. And so then it kind of confuses you on what is good and what is bad.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of younger kids nowadays, you know, much younger than us, because honestly, when I was young, as in, you know, 10, I'm not sure if you experienced it, mm-hmm. but I never had a phone when I was young.
I don't even remember. I know I had like, my mom did end up giving me like, my first iPhone was like very old. I think I was maybe in grade like 6 or 7.
Grade 6-ish.
Only like there was nothing on the phone except for just a phone number. It was only to call. Like, I didn't have apps or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays you see kids who can barely walk and they're holding iPads.
I know. And then like when you see them, when it's taken away from them, they lose their minds.
Yes, I saw that. I actually saw that the other day.
Yeah, I see it all the time because I'm like serving as well, mm-hmm. For my job while I'm like in school. So yeah, no, it's like sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get into that subject in a little bit about you doing other jobs. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a youngster, as a young person, if you get a youngster, if you get exposed to so many different stuff online, in this case, you know, seeing someone advertising skinniness and seeing how amazing that is, and then mm-hmm. the post right underneath is doing the complete opposite, it really confuses you and makes you wonder what the right thing is.
Yeah, so true.
And that's, so
I feel like one of the reasons why I like stopped working out is because I got myself so like consumed into all of that. I had no clue what was good. I've seen girls saying like, oh, like working out, like lifting weights is not good for females, don't do it. Some people are saying do it, other people are saying like, oh, only do Pilates. Like, so I was just so confused, and so I just kind of didn't focus on that for a while. But I think it is important to definitely try to stay healthy and like active.
Yeah, I completely agree. So you did mention yourself
mm-hmm.
getting into working out. So what sorts of working out are you doing or are you planning on doing?
Well, I do have a membership at Oxygen Yoga. So that's doing like, it's actually, I don't do the yoga classes. I do the hot exercise classes.
Okay.
But it's just with this heat outside, I have not wanted to go into, like, a sauna. It's basically, like, a hot, like, room, like, as hot as a sauna. And then you work out, like, intensely. So I have not done that recently. But normally, I do that and then also go to the gym and do, like, strength training. And then normally, like, only 20 minutes of cardio every session. Just 10 minutes to warm up and 10 minutes to cool down, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems pretty well balanced.
Yeah, and I also try to, like, do, like, different, like, I have, like, a whole program that I follow, kind of. So, like...
Oh, I see.
That way I'm not targeting the same muscle every time. And I'm not just working out legs, which is what some people think girls only do, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, most girls do just legs, but...
I work out back, biceps, triceps. I don't really do chest, but I try to hit, like, every muscle group.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I mean, for me, I don't lift weights. My workouts are mainly focused on cardio and endurance. And so I just do a whole bunch of body weights. But
that's really cool. Because see, I'm not very strong. Like, I cannot do pull-ups. And I feel like sometimes, like, lifting weights, you think, like, oh, I'm so strong because I can lift this weight. But, like, then if you, like, actually try to do, like, body weight exercises, it's so much more difficult.
Yeah, I think there's just completely different realms of exercise.
Yeah.
I think it's good to, you know, do both together and kind of make a good balance. But for me, personally, I like getting the sweat in with myself.
Well, I feel like
myself,
you look, like, really good, so I feel like that's working for you. So
thank you.
Like...
Well, it seems like it's working for you, too.
You're looking really good.
Yeah. But, you know, before we... continue on with more with Angelina, I have another song for you guys from the one and only Noreen Braun. It is called Bring It On. So we will listen to this, and we will also have a little break after the song with some ads, PSAs, and show promos. And so after we listen to Bring It On and the ads, we'll be right back. So here we go.
Calling out to me every evening up the score. I'm swimming forward, but it seems hungry ghosts hanging out for more. If you should ever wish to see battle wounds in a shipwreck's core, I'll open up the blinds to me, the shine that washed ashore. Bring it on.
Crash! welcome. Ani and Sue Kwakin.
Do, Tansi. Ichiwao, Iswao.
Ahlo, Sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Dunal, Tai Titan.
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. Or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo-doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
The Birdhouse's Sunday Special is back on this weekend for July 28th. With 30 local art vendors, DJs, and $5 craft beers, Sunday Special is the queer parking lot patio party of your dreams. Bring your family, bring your dogs, and purchase your tickets at lnk.bio/birdhouseartspace. lnk.bio/birdhouse. ARTSPACE. Cheers.
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's Shamefest 2024. Shamefest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, Shamefest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at Shamefest.
It's very flexible.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I personally never had a serving job like that. Okay. And so I don't really know how that goes.
It really depends upon the restaurant. I work at Brown's because I really like it. Like, everyone is so kind. It's like, I feel like when you think about working in a restaurant, there's definitely like, people think it's like all just like drama. Everyone's like hooking up with each other. Like, usually bad things come to mind, I feel like. But at Brown's, it's more of like a family environment. Like, everyone's so kind to each other. Everyone is friends. They like, we do activities together. So I love it. I've never had like a bad day at work, which is really nice because serving can be stressful. So it's nice to have like your work family there, like waiting to support you and help you with anything you need.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. Well, first of all, serving, that means mm-hmm. you're, you know, obviously dealing with a lot of people.
Yes.
And a lot of angry people.
Some people are definitely angry, and it's like, some people just come in and they're already angry, and it's like, you could give them like a 10 out of 10 experience and they're still going to be angry. So it's like, you can't take it personal.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the whole suppressing your anger out on customers, I think is such a hard job for mm-hmm. people to do. How do you do that?
Well, like you mean when people are like mean to me or
yeah,
like,
when just people are unnecessarily mean
really
to you.
Could care less. Like,
oh, that's your attitude? Okay.
Well, like, it's gonna happen and I'm never gonna think of that again because I know that like I'll give everyone like the same equal service. Like, I want everyone to have a great experience. And so, like, unless there's something that actually happened bad, like if their food like was like, you know, the order was wrong, like, I'm always willing to fix everything and like the customer's always right. But it's like, if someone's being rude to me, I'm not gonna like dwell over it. Because at the end of the day, it's like, it honestly doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good prep for your future plans as well, just dealing with a lot of people in just all sorts, right?
For sure. Because, yeah, definitely I've, like, honestly, I haven't had many unhappy people. And it's surprising because one time we were so busy, I was the only server, and then there was a bartender and a shift leader. So it was just, like, us. And we get a call from the, like, a high school and just, like, giving us a heads up that they just had a graduation ceremony and that, like, probably we're gonna get a whole bunch of parties in. And so, like, literally, like, I don't know how many, 20, 25, like, different parties of people all came in at the same time. And I probably had, like, 20 tables at once. It was insane. And people didn't even, like, really get mad then. Like, everyone was very understanding. So the location that I'm at, I think people are really nice. I've only had like a few customers who have like had issues.
Okay, yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. So with, I guess, everything going on in your life, is there anything that you've been, you know, most proud of that you've done, or just some accomplishments?
Oh gosh. Or, I mean, I feel like I'm happy that I got my medical aesthetics diploma, but I'm also proud of myself for going back to school because I never thought I would. I was like, oh, I hate school, I hate studying. But then I was like, honestly, I always thought that I would go to school, like go to college, university, and get a degree. And I know you don't have to nowadays, but I think I would be disappointed later on in life and probably end up going to school later on, or just like always thinking I kind of missed out on something in life. So that's why I want to go back to school and kind of like, you know, experience being like a student for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I think it's a really good idea mm-hmm. that you're trying to get back into school.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest accomplishment though right now.
Yeah, that is a good, really big accomplishment. I'm also really close with, should I say really close? I'm also very close with your mom.
Oh, oh God. Yeah, no, yeah, my mom does love you, I have to say.
Right, and I love her as well. She's always a good person to me. How is she? Is she doing good? I haven't seen her in a while either. And
yeah,
so,
I know it's been a while. But yeah, no, she's great, happily married.
With
I swear,
Steve.
Her life is more, yeah, with Steve, her husband. They literally have more of a social life than I do. So they're doing great.
Yeah, Steve is also a very special person.
Yeah,
very special person. Yeah,
he's really funny. Funny enough, have you watched The Office, Jess?
No.
No. Okay. No. Well, because he reminds me of like the main character, Michael Scott.
Oh yes, I do know who he is.
Yeah, like they almost like kind of look alike, and then same with like their humor, like somewhat. Sometimes they remind me of each other.
Wait,
really
now you
funny.
Say it. He actually does.
He does.
He does look like the
it's
guy.
It's so funny. Like,
just, yeah.
Some of the facial expressions they make, too, I'm like, you could literally be Michael Scott. Like, if he needs a stunt double.
Right.
It's just he has tattoos. But
all he needs is a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Or a suit in an office.
Yeah, I was going to say not a tuxedo. He's not
yeah.
being married.
Or
he's got a suit. He can put on a suit.
Like those, you know, 9-to-5 job outfits.
Oh my gosh, he should be that for Halloween. But like...
He should.
Right? And then if he just acts like... Because I was going to say that would be... People wouldn't really know who he was if he was just dressed up in an office suit.
Right, right. I mean, he does have shorter hair than the actual guy on the show, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or last time
somehow
I've
seen him. Can't even think of what Michael's hair looks like, but yeah.
Yeah, but gosh, I actually miss them a lot. I need to go see your mom soon.
Well, the yeah. door is open, Jess.
Always for me.
No, I swear, because I told my mom like that we were like talking again and stuff, and she's like, "Oh, does Jess want to come for dinner?" She said that yesterday, so trust me.
Well,
you're
I know your mom
welcome.
Makes. I know your mom makes the best pasta, so.
I swear you tried, like, some, like, random pasta that she made. It wasn't even that good. And you were like, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing ever.
Wait, what was it? It was red. It was, like, a tomato bacon.
I think, was it her spaghetti?
It was it spaghetti or was it pasta? Or are they the same thing?
Spaghetti
no.
is...
No, no, wait.
Like,
no, spaghetti is the...
noodles are past... Like, it is pasta.
Yes. No, the long noodles. I don't think it was the long noodles.
Oh, okay.
I think it was, like, some sort of penne or something.
I can't remember, but I remember that you were, like, acting as if it was, like, the best pasta you've ever had.
You know, it was good, but maybe I was just extra hungry that day.
I really think you might have been. However, she's a great cook. Last
she
night
is.
We had chicken teriyaki burgers. So good.
Gosh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't tell you that she invited you to dinner. But
yeah, well, thank you for telling me the day after.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Maybe we should get teriyaki after this.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh,
yeah,
teriyaki
burgers, though, I've never had.
Yeah, so
burger.
It's actually, it's inspired from Red Robin, and
oh.
you just do, like, a regular, like, burger bun, mayo, and then put your chicken, and then a pineapple slice. Like, this, you know those circular
yes,
pineapple
I do,
slices?
Yeah.
And then Swiss cheese, teriyaki sauce, and lettuce. And tomatoes, if
oh
you like
gosh.
Tomatoes.
Okay, well, you're making my stomach rumble now. I didn't know this was a cooking
really
show.
Good. They're
okay.
so good.
Well, what is she doing tonight? Do you know?
Yes, she told me. Wait, what is she making?
Because I'm going.
Oh, actually, so I don't know exactly what she's going to make, but she was saying she wanted to make, like, mashed potatoes with, like, a Cajun, like, chicken.
Oh, why does that sound even better?
Because it's kind of like, she was talking about, like, you know, at Cactus Club, that, like, blackened chicken Creole something.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. Oh, I'm hungry. We have to stop talking about food.
I know. Okay, well, let's switch the subject. I don't know what the subject is going to be because I was so into the food. But yeah, I mean, I heard that you guys got a new cat.
Oh, yes. My mom is like the cat lover of the family. And, you know, rest in peace, Boo. That was
Oh,
her.
I loved Boo.
Yeah, I loved him too. He was such an interesting cat though.
He was.
Yeah, he was. He had very interesting habits.
I think he was, I don't know, I think he was also kind of bipolar.
Like, but anyways, they had such a different relationship than, like, how he treated anyone else. So they were so close, and he unfortunately passed away at a very young age, which is terrible. But anyways, it took her a few years, and then we did just get a kitten, and her name is Bianca, and she's a Turkish Angora Persian.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen photos of her.
Yeah, she's so cute. She's definitely, though, all kittens and puppies, they all go through like a, like their like toddler stage where they like act out and just kind of test their limits. And that's what she is currently doing.
Yeah, well, I have yet to see her. I will be seeing her in the near future.
Well, I guess when you come for dinner.
Of course. What was it?
Cajun chicken.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm excited for that. But every time I talk about food, I lose my train of thought. Yeah. And so we were talking about kittens.
I should have brought my snack box.
You should, but we're not allowed to have food in here.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a problem.
I mean, it's in your car.
Yeah.
And your car is in the parking lot.
Well, see, that's why I'm Jess's dearest friend, because I packed a whole snack box with
M&Ms. I was not expecting that.
No, I usually don't even pack myself a lunch when I go to work, but I think I'm just in this whole new era of, like, waking up early, going to the gym, self-care. So I was like, oh, I need a box of snacks.
So I Oh, so they weren't for me. They were for your own.
Well,
this whole time I thought it was for me.
No, I packed enough so we could both have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see how big it is when we get there. But, yeah, and also last thing, you know, before we wrap things up, because unfortunately time flies really fast when I'm talking with Angelina. Your mom
is so true.
Yeah, and you told me that your mom is in the process of, you know, publishing a book or
Oh no, like she wrote a book like so many years ago.
Oh, okay.
It took her 2 weeks to write it because
That's so short.
It's so short because she had it all like in her head and like she's been teaching, tutoring, everything. So like she wrote a book on essays actually.
Oh, okay.
And she has this whole formula. Okay, I'm not going to share it, but before, funny enough, she, like, revamped it, but it used to be, like, she called it the sexy formula.
And oh, okay, that's compelling.
Actually, funny enough, like, all of the words in, like, she has, like, a acronym, you know what I mean?
That
it's the formula to writing an essay, and somehow she got it to spell that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she might have changed that so it can be more, like, geared towards kids as well.
Towards kids, okay.
Because you don't want people, you know, in elementary school writing a sexy essay. Yeah.
Kids, but write a sexy essay for me. Yeah.
She's so good at English. It blows my mind.
Yeah, well, hey, as an English lit and creative writing student, I am, you know, happy to have somebody that I know who is really passionate about that as well. And I would love to invite her on my show, too. And we could just talk about English.
That. Yeah.
You should come on with her.
Oh, please. You guys would make me look so stupid.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
They'd be like, who is... Because, like, even though she's my mom and she's been trying to teach me her whole life, or I mean, sorry, my whole life, it hasn't necessarily caught on very well with me.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, you're going to school now, so...
Oh, gosh, I know. I'm going to have to write essays and... Ugh.
Yeah. But
I guess for nurses, it's lots of like charting, so I should be okay.
Yeah, there is a lot of charting.
Yes.
Less writing, to my knowledge, but...
In school, you definitely write reports and who knows what, just so much stuff. But like, time goes by so fast, I feel like I'm just going to try to enjoy every moment of school, even if it's stressful.
Yeah, time does go fast, actually. We are already at the end of Jess is Lit. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you for being our first guest.
My pleasure. Anytime. Don't worry, guys. I will be back.
Okay.
I'm inviting myself back.
Yeah. Honestly, you are always back. You can come whenever you want. You are always welcome.
Well, thank you.
It was a pleasure. Great time. Had a great time.
It was.
Talking with you, and I hope to talk to you soon. And I am also excited for the Cajun tonight. And so whoever's listening, have some Cajun for dinner.
Cajun.
That's what we're having.
Cajun chicken.
Cajun chicken, yes, to be more specific. But thank you again for having, or not having. This Cajun chicken is making me just lose my train of thought.
This is how you can distract Jess. Just talk about food
and Cajun chicken.
Well, no worries, Jess. You can come on my radio show anytime you'd like.
Oh, yeah, when you ever develop it. But, yeah, thank you, Angelina, for being on my show. I hope to have you again next time in the future.
Thank you.
Before we wrap things up for Jess's Lit, I just have one more song to play y'all. It is from, again, Noreen Braun, and it's called Hurts. So we'll be right back after this. We'll be back.
Hurt so much. Silent, fleeting touch. Plucked out, limbs grow cold. Ultra sounds unfold. Scream, no one can hear. Distress, tried to care. Dismiss, you're not there. Huddle, here's a tune. Up too soon. Now you know, you feel and you know. You're rooted and you're strong. You simply grow.
That was just half of Hurt by Noreen Braun. Because of time reasons, I only played half. But if you guys are interested in Noreen Braun, please check her out. I love her voice. Her voice just really soothes your mind. I think the Cajun chicken's really making me hungry right now, losing my train of thought. But that is the end of today's episode. We had our first guest on today, Angelina. Thank you again so much for being on my show. I hope to have you and more guests on in the future. My next episode will be in 2 weeks because exciting stuff is happening next week with the studio. We're getting our I'm not sure what exactly it is, but all the studio stuff is going to be renovated. So I'm really excited for that. So my next episode would be in 2 weeks, I believe. And so I will see you then. Have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. It is a beautiful day in Vancouver, BC. Please take advantage of the sun. And I will get back to you in my next episode with more poetry, music, and anything that relates to literature. And even an episode of interviews. Gosh, this Cajun chicken. Angelina's here laughing at me right now. But have yourselves a great rest of your day. And I will see you again next time. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
I teach you to cuddle with demons inside me, where demon is not me. These demons inside me, they got me, they stop me from sleeping. And